Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk about Midwestern State women's soccer with head coach Ryan Spence. I'm Pete Stein. Be sure to tell your friends about the Stain Gang Podcast. And believe it or not, we've come to the end of the regular season. Midwestern State on Thursday night will be at the pitch in Canyon to play West Texas A&M. And as we look at the standings, right now you're in a kind of a bottleneck in a three-way tie for fourth. And as we go through the scenarios, it appears as though you could finish anywhere from third to eighth. Eighth would have you out of the LSC postseason tournament, which doesn't seem fair because it seems like the season you had, you should definitely be in the LSC postseason tournament. But you've come to the end of the regular season, and there's some pressure on the team right now.
Yeah, it's kind of – that's been a little bit of the turn we've tried to do at training is just, try to make it – just as fun and relaxing as we can right now because, I think this group of girls, they care a lot about winning, but they also care just as much of the other side of like, well, they don't want to fail. And I think that's a good and bad thing to do. And it's just kind of in the moment right now we're in a position to control what we can control. If we win tonight, I think we finish fourth at the worst if we win tonight on Thursday night. And so if some things go our way, we could jump up to third. So it's just a big can the emotions be there when tomorrow night's a big game in West Texas. This is their last game. This is their senior night. You might correct me if I'm wrong. I think I've done really well against opponents when they have senior night.
I've not researched that. Believe it or not,
senior night's always. Our girls the other night did well. They came out and it started off a little slow, but once they got the first goal, the confidence was there.
Did you need that game against Sol Ross? You end up winning that game 6-0. Sol Ross has not scored a goal since October 2nd. They've had a hard time making the adjustment to the Lone Star Conference in this their first season. But even though they're a subpar opponent, with all due respect to Sol Ross, do you get anything out of getting a 6-0 win?
When you rebound off losing 5-0, I think that's probably what you get. And that's what we told them after the game. Like, look, you girls – was able just to forget and move on.
That was the game at Dallas Baptist over the weekend.
Yep, and that was not our night. We went down 3 goals really quick, and when you do that, and then you have the emotion and the not anger, but just the down feeling of okay, we got thumped. We got to move on, and I thought the girls rebounded. Even the girls came off the bench, did well, and scored some goals.
Since you brought it up first, I feel like I could go ahead and follow up on that. Talking about the game at Dallas Baptist, you gave up 3 goals. I think it was the first 26 minutes. You were down 3-0. I guess the question is, what happened?
I felt. Game plan going in, I thought we the first 10 before they scored a goal, I thought we did well. They didn't really have anything. We wanted them to go long. We wanted them to skip the midfield, and we forced them to. We had them higher up in their half, but it's just that's the difference in the emotion of things and the momentum of games is you make that one mistake, and then we kind of went over some film with some of them. And just we kind of double down on another bad decision, and then they score a goal, and it's like, what the heck? We didn't find. This is the first time they had anything on frame. And you look 17, 18 minutes in the game, they had one shot on goal, and we were down 2-0. Because in the second one's a PK, and again, we didn't kind of create our own luck. It was just a bad 25, 26 minutes, and it wasn't even like they had 30 chances. They had 2 chances and a PK, and we're down 3-0, and it's hard to come back in that. So again, I think that's the first team that's outplayed. I think I can. That's the first team that's outplayed us all year.
Yeah, no, I don't think there's any doubt about that.
And that was what 16 games in.
I don't think, I don't think anybody was surprised that Dallas Baptist got a win.
Yeah,
I think what was surprising was the line score.
Yep, you go down 4 goals at half. So you start doubting yourself and you want to start pointing fingers, but that's not the time. It's already happened. Just move on. I told my halftime, I don't care about the scoreboard. I just want to see your body language change and just go fight. Just go out and definitely don't give up on me. And they did better.
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was better. Hopefully what they learned from it is don't put yourself in a hole first 10 minutes, giving up a goal, which I felt like we were in good positions to make good decisions. And we, we just kind of made three or four poor decisions kind of on that play, and they score a goal and we're down.
Could it be a silver lining that that's a teachable moment for you and the coaching staff?
That will be maybe an after the year question, just because then when we get put in that spot again with them or with someone else, in the, and if we can get in this conference tournament and play, you know, and hopefully get through to get to the semifinal and final, you're going to be put in that same situation again. So I think that's where you see if I think we've taken that step forward with that.
Which also brings a point to the importance of this game at West Texas. One of the things you want to avoid is having to play at Dallas Baptist in the first round of the LSC postseason tournament, which is a possibility if things don't go your way.
Yeah, I think the big thing to get across these girls is just going, just first 10 minutes, play good. Just be sharp. I mean, this is their senior day. They're going to have some emotion in it that normally wouldn't be there, good and bad. It's what it is. The big thing is just telling the girls to stay in the moment, play this game, go get this result, and then let everything else just play out how it's supposed to.
And this is a West Texas team. I think they're winless in their last three. I know they lost their last two. I think they had a draw before that. And their record isn't going to overwhelm anybody. They're 3-7-2 in conference, 6-9-2 overall. So, I mean, it seems like on paper, and I get the game's not played on paper, but it seems like you've got a chance maybe to go out there and get off to a good start.
Yeah, I think they've had a girl missing. That's been a big piece for them for the last 3 years. She's been kind of off and on with some off the field stuff, you know, unlucky things that are happening with her, and I think a couple injury. But I mean, the big thing what I talk about with West Texas, individually they have moments where they could score a goal on you at any time. Can you prevent them from getting confidence? You know, can you push them higher, you know, back towards their goal? Make them feel a bit of that pressure, be good on the press for us, and just kind of just don't give them hope, because they have ability to shoot the ball from range. They have ability to do free kicks. They're really good on that side of things. Just got to prevent them from getting that momentum going forward.
I know in the men's game this is a big rivalry. Do you see that in the women's game?
We've talked about this all the time with us and with the men's side and stuff. It's, I don't know, I feel like the rivalries on the women's side is a little bit different. The teams maybe the player sees as a rivalry is the team that they want to beat the most. You know, when I played and when Lynn played and stuff, like WT, that was it, that you didn't like each other. And when I was playing, it was like win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. It was so back and forth. You know, they won the conference title, I think at the end of my first year on our place. And then we went down two games later in the NCAA and beat them at their place by one goal. So that was a hated rivalry. The coaches, you know, Doug and Butch, they go way back. They were, I think, roommates at one point here at Midwestern. So that was a rivalry, and it got a bit chippy. Every game there was almost a red card in every single game. And then they had a spell where West Texas only missed out, where they couldn't beat us. And then I think you lose a bit of that, because a rivalry for me, yes, it's
– it kind of has to have a balance.
Yeah, for me it's a tough game every single time. So, no, I mean, I always say – I still say the same slogans we said when I was a redshirt freshman sitting watching our guys play when I played here. It's just, it's, there's something about West Texas it just you don't like. Same thing vice versa with them, with us.
Who's the chief rival for Midwestern State women's soccer?
I think you look at a little bit, like, I mean, Angelo and Texas women's are always a team, and we've been kind of back and forth with both of them. 1 year they'll get us, 1 year we'll get them, and so it's been, and we've always
and you've had postseason experience, yep, too, which I think is part of the equation.
I think that the importance of games when you play them is what matters. So again, and other than this year, the years previous, we've played Angelo State almost last game of like 2 or 3 years in a row. So that game was very important every time. So I think that's kind of created that little bit of a buzz. And in playing them in the playoffs last year, yeah, it's just those two teams for me, from a program standpoint of my time here, those have been the two that you kind of you want to beat.
Are you glad that senior day is behind you?
Yeah, I always joke around. I love senior day. It's just tough because I don't know. I mean, I always joke around. My wife had this fairy tale wedding when she was 5, 6 years old of how she's going to get married, and I totally went way under. where I think her expectations might have been with how big the moment was. Yeah, I mean, I think a few of them scored goals. I mean, Lexi had a great night.
Lexi had the greatest night ever at the Midwestern State practice field.
I know. That's not probably saying much that we don't play that often. But no, I mean, yeah, she –
That's just me being a smart aleck, by the way.
What was her –
She had a goal and four assists. And by the way, and I'm glad we brought this up because I don't want to forget this. She's now set the career record for assists, the four assists, a single game record for Midwestern State women's soccer. And she's up now to 26 career assists. So not only has she set the career record, she's put some distance between herself and the previous mark, which was 22. So Lexi's leaving quite a legacy here at Midwestern State.
Well, she had a bit of a kind of beginning of the year. She was doing good, but she just wasn't getting any points maybe to validate to herself that she was doing what we need her to do. And then now – hopefully, I mean, Kelly Canistra had this 3 years ago where she ended her last, I think, scored three goals in the last two games of that year that got us kind of, I think, into the national tournament, I believe that was that. Yeah. So, like, you hope these seniors kind of leave on a high because at the end of the day, we're going to go as far as these upperclassmen take us.
And I think Lexi, in the past, has been really good at the beginning of the year, kind of run up her numbers. This year, maybe she's going to run up her numbers here at the end of the season.
I think that kind of goes a little bit of kind of recruiting and bringing in kids that can take pressure off. You know, we're not relying on one person. I mean, we got Maddie Brinkley and Jimena Rodriguez have done a good job up there as freshmen.
They've combined for nine goals this year for you.
So I think that was kind of what we needed. We didn't need, you know, Cassidy running down the sidelines all the game and Lexi doing the same thing and having that be the only way we kind of get some momentum and stuff like that.
And Nixley Munoz has been one that's kind of come on as a goal scorer as well. I think she's got four now, I believe.
I think her and Lexi have kind of created a little relationship of kind of the runs Nix wants to make. So I think they've kind of created a good little 1-2 punch on the services.
And then she's really good on the free kicks as well.
Yeah, she's got a good leg on her. She's pretty accurate.
So what would be your message to the team before you play West Texas?
Be ready for cold weather. Be ready for probably a little bit of wind. It's supposed to be high of 45. It's just another game. Go have fun and let's make some memories.
It's just another podcast.
I hope, yeah. Thanks. Maybe we can get another one in this year.
Hopefully we can get a couple more in
there
this year. Ryan, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and good luck at West Texas. That's Ryan Spence, the women's head soccer coach here at Midwestern State University. I'm Pete Stein. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast, and be sure to tell your friends.